I don't think you should read too much into any of this, you know. The Lark Ascending was written, it was a piece written by Vaughan Williams, who died in 1958, and the work opens with this calm set of sustained chords, and then, and so then the violin enters as the Lark, and it starts with this series of ascending and repeated intervals, and then these nimble, then elongated arpeggios. And he actually found inspiration in a work by the English poet George Meredith, who died in 1909, and the composer, he included a portion of Meredith's poem on the flyleaf of the published work.
Hold on, why do you keep mentioning the year they died?
Well, it went like this. It says, he rises and begins to round, he drops the silver chain of sound, and many links without a break, and chirrup, whistles, slur, and shake, for singing till his heaven feels, 'tis love of earth that he instills, and ever winging up and up, our valley is his golden cup, and he the wine which overflows to lift us with him as he goes, till lost on his aerial rings in light, and then the fantasy sinks.
Oh, wow, that's nice, but who is the Lark?
I don't know.
Sorry, I think I've got the wrong page. The script you gave me says something different. It says you are.
Yeah, but I don't feel like the Lark much of the time, and there are other Larks for me, you know.
Wait a second. Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, but in the script I have, you're making a point that art does this.
Right.
You know, the whole it rises on wing from earth to fill the heaven, pulling the rest of us with it. That as the Lark rises, so do we.
Right. I'm unsure.
But, hold on, I mean, it says it right here.
Yeah. But the ground folds at my feet.